I'm Talking, episode 406 for January 25th, 2026. This is Joel from the I'm Talking Microcast, where I share my thoughts on a topic that has piqued my interest this past week. This week, we're talking commit. I try not to repeat words, but this week I couldn't keep from it. And so I look back and at episode 141, so there's been a few between this reusing of the word. But I look back and commit that I talked about in episode 141 was like to pledge, as into promise, to commit to someone. But that's not what I'm talking about this week. This week I'm talking about transfer to, as in you are committing to something to someone else. It's an act that takes some courage because you have to trust the entity to which you are committing the thing. And it should be something that you hold dear, and you have to trust that person. And therein lies the challenge for those of us who call ourselves Christians. Today's word comes from Proverbs 16, verse 3, that says, "Commit your actions to the Lord, and your plans will succeed." So it's the same words that we talked about just a second ago. It's the courage and the trust in the person to which you are committing your plans. And this verse says, "Commit your actions to the Lord." And we know as Christians that God has a proven track record. So being able to trust what he says, being able to commit, to transfer our actions to him, to make our plans available to God, we know that he is faithful. We know that he is all of everything. We think of his character and all that means, all that contains in God's character. And it allows us to follow through on the actions of the verse that says, "Commit your actions to the Lord." It's not a promise of whatever you do, as long as you say in God's name, that you're going to be successful. The promise is, if we are thinking about what God wants us to do, if our actions are God-focused, then he will bring success to the plans that we have, because our focus will be right, our heart will be right, and the success of our plans comes from God, not from us. It comes from us committing those actions to him. And in my year of looking at things intentionally, that makes such a huge difference, that I can intentionally commit my actions to God. I can pray, I can seek direction in his word, I can talk to other Christians. And if I am committing what I do to the Lord, if I'm intentional about it, then my plans will succeed. What that success looks like, I'm not entirely sure, but when we have 2020 vision and look back, we will see that God made our plans succeed. Until next week, this is Joel from the I'm Talking Microcast.